On this Father's Day,
we in the parish want to express to all of you who are fathers our deep appreciation of the big and the little favors which you have performed for all of us over the years of our lives. I was visiting with a family recently, and I sat down with the youngest, and I asked the youngest to explain to me what Father's Day is, what it really meant to him. And he was about fifth grade. And he looked at me and he said, "Father," he says, "it's pretty much the same as Mother's Day, only you don't spend as much on the present." Ah, the words of a child. What makes a good father? He's the head of the house. Not in the sense of being a tyrant or a dictator, but in the sense that he takes the lead in everything that is worthwhile in that home. He usually makes the final decisions in material and financial matters, always, of course, considering the mother's sort of sixth sense, which we call intuition, whereby she seems to know just what will work and what will not. I think of my parents who were parishioners here, and my dad, a doctor, was financially pretty well off. But he never had a color TV until later in his years. And so one day he decided, "I'm going to go out and buy a color TV." And he goes out and he buys a beautiful color TV. And I was here. I was assigned here at Blessed Sacrament at the time. And I went home to visit, and there's this brand new color TV. And I said, "Wow, Dad, that's beautiful." He said, "Yeah, you know, I never had a color TV. I just thought it'd be kind of nice." So we're watching a ball game, and Mom was out grocery shopping, and she comes home from grocery shopping, and we go out, help her bring the groceries in, and all of a sudden, I hear Mom's voice elevate a little bit, and I say, "Uh-oh, Dad's in trouble." So I close the door where we were watching TV, and I let the two of them talk for a while, and what happened? Dad forgot to run that TV purchase by Mom. So he ended up having to take that TV back, and a week later, the two of them went out and bought the exact same TV. My dad learned a valuable lesson. And at that point, they'd been married probably 40 plus years. But they had always made major purchases together and talked about it and discussed it. And my dad learned that valuable lesson. Above all, a father should take the lead in spiritual things. He leads the family in prayer. He receives the sacraments regularly. He gives an example of true Catholic living. He takes an interest in the religious training of his children. He helps teach them their prayers before they ever start school. He hears their catechism lesson and he explains what's maybe not clear. I remember my dad, after Sunday Mass, my sister and I and my mother, we'd all go out to breakfast. There was a little beautiful breakfast place right nearby the parish on Kellogg. And then we'd go home, and Dad would kind of grill us on the gospel and on the homily. What did Father have to say today? He took the time to do that. He didn't have to do it, but he knew that that was an important aspect to living a good Christian Catholic life. He sees that the home is provided with religious pictures and good reading. I've been reading a little bit about Cardinal Sarah over in Africa, and he talks about the example that his father gave to him every night he would come home, and he would kneel at his bed and pray the rosary privately. And Cardinal Sarah would peek in and see his dad kneeling by his bed praying the rosary. And he said that had a tremendous impact on him becoming a priest, eventually a bishop, and going on to become a cardinal. A real father takes a keen interest in the education of his boys and his girls. He encourages them to study hard. He asks about their school and their schoolwork. He listens to their little stories about what happened in school. He praises, as well at times dishes out a little blame. A real father gives some of his leisure time regularly to his children. Perhaps he doesn't have a lot of time. Many fathers are busy today. My dad was very busy as a doctor, but he always had time for us. He always came to our ball games, took the time to be there. A lot of times he was embarrassing because he was the one yelling at the refs all the time. But he was there. He took an interest. He loved it. And it's important. It's important that you as fathers are there for your children. I live with a family in El Dorado who graciously have opened their garage. Above the garage is an apartment where I currently live, kind of semi-retired right now. And the dad is very active with his children, coaching them in all their sports and what have you. It's beautiful to see that interaction between his children and himself. A real father gives some of his leisure time not only to his children, but to his wife. That's important too, that you spend quality time with your wife. In my marriage instructions over the years, I've always told couples that when you start having children, your children are going to take a lot of time. But set aside maybe one night a week where you spend a little money and get a babysitter and you go out and you do what you enjoy as a couple. It's important to continue to nurture your marriage as husband and wife. I think of the great examples in this parish. I talked to John Hammonds as I was coming in this morning. I remember him being so active with CYO when I was a priest here. Pat Harder. I was here a couple months ago for my mother's funeral, and Pat Harder came to me and told me he's still very active in coaching. He was coaching 38 years ago when I was here. That's the beauty of this parish, is how involved you are in the lives of your children. And that's so important. And I'm sure you have taxing schedules, as everybody does, but it's important. Thank God for the men that you have in this parish, especially those who are fathers, who fill all of those requirements that I pointed out. And how do I know this? Because like I said, I see many faces out here that I knew 38 years ago. And I know your children and your children's children. Someone came up to me just before Mass and said, Father, you probably don't remember, but you baptized my daughter. And that daughter's son is now serving for me. Now I know why my hair has gotten a little grayer. But it's beautiful. It's beautiful to see the families in this parish. And my parents love this parish. My mother was a sacristan here for years. Dad lectured. Was a Eucharistic minister. They would have celebrated their 66th wedding anniversary 2 days ago on Flag Day the 14th. And now I know they're both probably up in heaven with my sister, praying like mad that someday Father Brian might make it too. I knew the Lord left me here last because he knew I needed the most prayers. But today we pay tribute to all of our excellent dads in this parish, both those living and deceased. We are proud of you, very proud of each of you. May God bless you and keep you and help you in the task that has been assigned to you by Almighty God, who in turn will indeed reward you. Keep the faith, and if you can't keep it, spread it. May God bless you all.